This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It only worsens unless you get effective treatment. SF Bay Wellness is a leader in neuropathy reversal and uses FDA-cleared, non-invasive electric cell therapy to restore nerve function with no injections, no drugs, and no surgery. The treatments have a 95% success rate. If distance is a factor, ask about our virtual consultation option. Call SF Bay Wellness at 844-94-NERVE for the $99 neuropathy evaluation and receive a personal treatment plan that is tailored to your needs. Don't wait another day. Call 844-94-NERVE. That's 844-94-NERVE. Why keep suffering with the painful symptoms of neuropathy? You deserve to live a pain-free life. Start getting the treatment you need for your neuropathy symptoms. Call today.
Homeowners and contractors, look no further for your decking supplies and building needs. Rafael Lumber and Building Supply in Marin has you covered with top quality brands like Trex, New Tech Wood, Premium Redwood, Moso Bamboo, and top of the line waterproofing with Protecto Wrap. Drop by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, conveniently located right off 101 in Marin and family owned for over 50 years. Get expert service and recommendations for all your decking and remodeling needs. That's Rafael Lumber and Building Supply. Quality products, great prices, and expert service. Visit their showroom today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my superhydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. It's Jennifer. Did you know that Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay. I was just double checking. Get it?
Because Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.
Oh, you get me, Nia.
You could say that I double get you.
I guess we've taken it too far.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have. Great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And together, They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Thompson will go in, forces up a left-hand shot. That doesn't go. Loose ball on the deck. Curry comes up with it, steps over Şengün, dribbles it to the front court, puts on the brakes, has Buddy Hield wide open, left corner, three ball on the way. He got it! It's a 20-point lead for Golden State, and the lights are starting to go down here in Houston.
Bow, bow, bow.
All righty. Buddy Hield, ladies and gentlemen. You don't win that game without Buddy Hield. I don't think you win that series without Buddy Hield, but the Golden State Warriors win a Game 7 yesterday, Goo, in Houston, and they looked real good. Pretty much the opposite of the way they looked Friday.
Yeah, and I'll just take it back there. Shout out Ice Cube. I was there Friday, Stoney, and I was despondent. The Warriors did not – they didn't look like themselves, and I'm telling you, I let that filter over into Sunday. You text me right before tip, how am I feeling? And I said, you know what? Steph will not allow this team, and it's shameful, but I went there because he's the captain, right? One of them. He is the chef. He will not allow them to lose three in a row. And Steiny, who saw Buddy freaking Hield go 9 of 11 from deep? They needed everyone. I'm happy for him, but I'm happy for the team. I didn't want the season to end that way, and I was nervous. I was scared. And Buddy came to the rescue, and all I can say is, Donnie, and I'm butchering it early, shout out Shasky, bop, 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 because that's what he did. And it was incredible. And the Warriors went zone. They were without GP2 and Draymond Green. Everything that I didn't see the past eight quarters from Warrior basketball regarding him dealing with the double bigs for the Rockets, he had on display, and he was a one-man wrecking gang yesterday, Stoney. So I'm fired up. We got another series to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, I know one guy who kind of saw it coming.
Give it to me.
Steve Kerr.
Wow, wow.
And Steve Kerr has seen it coming all year, and that's why he always kept Buddy in the mix.
Yeah.
Because that's what he can do once in a while, and he was the single biggest reason you end up winning that game yesterday. And it's funny, I saw Sam Amick's story in The Athletic about Jimmy Butler and how...
I saw Sam Friday, yeah.
And how, you know, the trade of Butler was a risky one, but now that they won the first round series, this may have made it all worthwhile, the Butler trade. And my thought is, well, getting Buddy Hield right now is the same way. I mean, he was worth it because he just helped win you a series.
Yes, he did.
And that's what it's all about. And I get it. He had some ups and downs during the regular season, got off to a great start, and you know, slumped a little bit after that. But he still
didn't score
had,
in game six, Steiny.
He still,
not 1 point.
Yeah, he still had some up and down games, but that's why he kept Buddy Hield hanging around the rotation for the entire season. And Buddy played every single game.
And you can, so you're telling me, Steiny, you can survive a game seven where you get 3 points from your bench in total. Steph Curry, in regard to scoring, because he had double-digit rebounds, I mean, this was the first game in regard to Steph that a Warrior player had a double-double. So just think about that, how hard this series was. Steph did that. But we talked about it, and you kind of didn't, you never push back, but I was like, you know what? Clay's replacement's been Buddy Hield, but we'll always remember game six Clay in OKC. But Steiny, now we have something to put next to it, and it's the game seven Buddy Hield on the road in Houston. And boy, that was a rock fight early, but the Warriors defense to me got up off the mat because Steiny, for whatever reason, Game 5 and Game 6, I didn't recognize the Warriors. I thought they lost something, and Houston had figured something out. So it was special on both sides of the floor yesterday. Collectively, the Warriors' defense led by Dre, Steph rebounding, and then offensively, again, I just can't talk about Buddy Hield, who Bonte and Shasky, Bonte in for Spadoni today, they had him on. And Steiny, he's got to be feeling good. And everybody with the Warriors organization right now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, woo, you had a
scare.
Interesting weekend. Friday, you got beat, meaning there was going to be a game seven. And then they go out in Houston and win game seven and win it convincingly. And now they open up the next series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But I want to know how Warrior fans' weekends went, because it must have been a roller coaster for you.
Yeah.
Because Friday was not very good. It looked like, they were running out of gas. But essentially what happened is, I was thinking this after they lost Friday. They're in the exact same spot that they were in 2 years ago against the Sacramento Kings. They lost the Friday game where they could have sealed it. They had to go to Sacramento for a Sunday game, and that's when Curry scored 50.
Yeah.
And yesterday Curry didn't get 50, but Buddy Hield got 33 on the road in Houston, and they did exactly what they did to the Kings 2 years ago. They won a game seven on the road. Now, if you want to take the comparison a little further, and I don't want to get too into Minnesota,
All right. But
now they got game one against Minnesota tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And Minnesota's been kind of hanging around. So that's going to be a tough game for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Hey, but Stoddard, we got to enjoy this. We got to savor this, because I was just thinking about the Bay Area as a whole, the station here. Are you really telling me it's over in the first round? And is despondent, Stoddy, because we hadn't talked since Friday. I sent you the clip of Doris Burke after watching the game again Friday of Draymond's early foul where he hit young Jalen Green upstairs early. But he gave a speech. He told us, Dre, and he called himself out first, and that galvanized the troops. And, they got off to a good start early, and they didn't relinquish it. I know Houston came back from three, but, Stoddy, we got to give Kerr credit, too. They went zone. And I know it just sounds easy, but that flustered or flummoxed the Rockets early, and it wasn't about athleticism. It wasn't about Fred VanVleet. What are we going to do with him? The zone just – it threw Houston off, and the Warriors just took advantage of it the whole night?
Yeah, I thought Houston was tight.
Tight, yep.
I thought they were definitely tight. I thought Şengün missed a ton of shots that – it's funny. You watch a game early like that, and – Şengün misses a little half hook from 4 feet, and you're like, well, I like that shot. And then 7 minutes later, he gets a little five-footer, and he can't make that one. And you're like, that's still a really good shot. And then you realize you're in the fourth quarter, and he's missed seven really good shots. And a lot of that had to do with the Warriors' defense, but he was very inefficient yesterday.
Man.
And then only Amen Thompson really was there to support him, and the Warriors – they got a superhuman performance from one of their role players, and because of it, they're going to the second round.
No doubt. And I'll tell you this, as much as we can throw flowers everywhere, right? But at the bottom, except the bench, but the bottom line is, as great as Buddy was, Steiny, and he was shooting that thing, how many games have we seen him on the court? Because defensively, he has not been a cone. He's given effort.
Yep. He was good defensively again last night. Staying in front of his man as best he could. And, it's interesting. They didn't get a lot of great performances yesterday.
Right.
But for Buddy Hield, I'm talking about outside their big three.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought Curry was really good yesterday, because he was defended well again. Excuse me. Only had 16 shots, but he didn't force anything.
Yeah,
he did not turn the ball over. He assisted. He helped out with the rebounds. Draymond was great defensively again and chipped in with some points. Butler did his thing. And then Buddy Hield. Those four guys brought it home for the Golden State Warriors.
And now we got a series, Donnie. 12 more.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Cough into your mic. Are you okay?
Well, I need a little water. I got you.
Yeah, just go to goo. Turn off your mic for a sec.
Got a little phlegm in there.
Yeah, shout out Dave.
And, of course, Guru, the first guy who says, we're not going to get into Minnesota, but then he says 12 more.
What?
Okay. All right.
Hey, text Myers. Hey, can we talk about Minnesota now? I think we can. Tomorrow, Stoddy.
That's a weird assumption. 957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what did you think of that game yesterday?
Woo!
And we can take the whole weekend into consideration. They lose a heartbreaker. Well, it wasn't a heartbreaker on Friday.
Yeah, right.
They got beat pretty good on Friday here, but they made amends with a win yesterday in Houston. Minnesota's next. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Championship coming soon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. Jimmy Butler, everybody. Jimmy Butler, everybody. Jimmy Butler, everybody.
Buddy, go.
Jimmy Butler, everybody.
Buddy,
go. Jimmy Butler.
Get off the day. Buddy, 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 buddy. Oh, my Lord. Can you please?
What can you say about Buddy's performance tonight?
Buddy gets paid a lot of money to play at a high level. Buddy was Buddy tonight. Good for you, Buddy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield after the game last night in the press conference room. Buddy just gotten off the podium, and Jimmy came, and they were having a good time together. I mean, We don't. Butler hasn't been here a while, but we know that he and Buddy Hield like to give it to each other.
Yeah, and I still didn't hear Jimmy give him his flowers, but that's okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Warriors win last night, 103-89. They were in control pretty much all the game.
2-3 zone.
To me, it was one of those games that it was exactly like Friday, only the Warriors were in control. I mean, the Rockets to me never made a run. Anytime it got to 9-ish, it would be bumped right back up. And the Rockets, quite frankly, could not score enough consistently. And the Warriors scored plenty behind Buddy Hield. And that's why the Warriors are advancing right now, Goo.
No doubt about it. And again, Stoney, I keep talking about the 2-3 zone because I'm stunned. It was like the Rockets, the first time they've ever seen it. But the Rockets were pedestrian from even trying to attempt three-pointers early, you know? And I go, that can't be the game plan. Maybe it was, but nah, Steiny, I just felt like the Warriors had them defensively in their sights. There was no Fred VanVleet pick and roll early, and that enabled the Warriors to do what they do. But again, Steiny, Buddy Hield was incredible. Steph, there's two ways to attack a zone, right? You can be overzealous and over-aggressive, or pass and trust your teammates. I thought he did that early, and then in the second half or late second quarter, he's like, to hell with it. I'm gonna try to get some of mine, and it start working. But, man, I just can't get over Draymond. Just, it was night and day from what I saw Friday from day in the paint, Steiny. And that's why it was special, and it just felt like it meant more, man, because I didn't think he could muster that up, and he did, and they did defensively.
What do you make of the fact that,
man,
they didn't play great on Wednesday and Friday, and then they played pretty well on, or they played well Sunday, and then moving forward, it feels like, to me, it feels like the rotation shrank in a big way against the Rockets. Now the question now I have is, does Steve Kerr go back to everybody and finds out who can maybe play in the Minnesota series? Because to me, it seemed like
he had,
you know,
a quick hook.
If these were 11 game series, you know, Moses Moody wasn't going to play much anymore. Kuminga wasn't going to play much anymore. Post probably wasn't going to play much anymore. And obviously, Pajemski kind of has to play.
Yeah.
But boy, you look at these minutes. The most minutes anybody played off the bench was 11.
Man.
So
Kerr wasn't playing.
So you wonder, you know, those minutes are, they're up there.
And to answer your question, Steiny, I don't think, you know, obviously it's game one tomorrow. It's not a game seven, so the finality is not there. And I got to believe, just from a physical standpoint, and I'm respecting Minnesota, just real quick here, but I'm also respecting what we're asking the Warriors to do, and you know, with one day of rest. But Steiny, can you afford, and I know there was no Peyton, what is going on in Houston to where Warrior players get sick to the point to where they got to miss a game? Kuminga, Pods, and then GP2 yesterday. But Steiny, I don't think you had that luxury of trying to shorten up the rotation. I just think there was, you know, lemon booty in regard to what a game seven is, and Kerr had a quick trigger. So that's where I'm at on that. But to answer your question on what's different, the Warriors will never admit this, but maybe game five and six, Donnie, the Warriors felt like they had one to play with. And yesterday, the Rockets had the Warriors' attention after what they did Friday by coming in here. And, I mean, my goodness, a two-point game going into the fourth. But for the rest of the quarter to play out in that game, result in a Warrior loss, I just feel like they had – the Warriors were like, you know what, we need a team meeting and we got to let it all out. And that's what we got yesterday. Warriors didn't even eclipse 90 points. I mean, Rockets didn't even eclipse 90.
I mean, the reality of the situation is Gary Payton II being sick was a silver lining.
You think?
Yeah, because Buddy Hield played 37 minutes. And that had to be close to a season high. Mm. And he was a guy who benefited from Payton because – Who else are you going to use? Use Moody? Well, Moody only played 10 minutes.
And he was off.
And so, you know, Buddy Hield, I mean, the game was, Evan put it, it was a historic game seven by Buddy Hield. Nobody's ever made 9 3-pointers in a game seven in the NBA. So Buddy Hield had a game for the ages.
Yeah.
12 for 15 from the floor, 9 for 11 from three-point range, 33 points on 15 shots.
Damn, buddy.
With no free throws. It's an unbelievable game.
It's Klay Thompson-like, Scotty.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm going to use one of our guys' line, Bonte. A buddy eats for free in the Bay. Scotty. I mean, $8.8 million, you got that yesterday. Who saw that?
Steve Kerr.
Hmm.
Let's go to Lalo in Pittsburgh. Hey, Lalo, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Doing well.
I want to talk about that game last night.
Yeah.
And then I want to put that in the rearview mirror because we got a short turnaround. But seeing that seven-game series, I didn't think we were going to go a full seven with Houston. But after seeing that, I think we could go and win any series coming up in the near future because we got youth, we got coaching, we got the vets that can sit down and spill out a speech and let our guys know, man, this is what we got to do to take a series. And with all that experience and seeing us go seven, I think we're looking pretty good for the future, man. I think the next series, I think that we could, you know, we got that experience with the youth and the young legs and the vets to get it done. So I want to put Houston in the rearview mirror, and we got that short turnaround. We got to focus on Minnesota now, and let's get them, man. Let's get that first game, and I think we could do it, man. We're looking really good.
Appreciate
it. Really good. Yesterday surprised me the way we played, and didn't really surprise me, but I knew we could pull it off, and I think gained a lot of experience from that game with our youth.
Appreciate the call, Lalo.
Man, we got you, Lalo, and everybody's fired up. But Stoney, you just got me honed in on these minutes. 46 from Butler and Curry, 45 from Butler, 46 for Curry, 40 for Dre. Buddy 37 and Pods 40, who didn't have his shot, but still, I mean, you had no other ball handler, you know, to bring it up, so he was out there. But I got to be honest with you, as despondent as I was Friday, I didn't think they could come back with this type of defensive effort. The offense and Buddy, it's there, Draymond, Steph, but the defensive effort collectively was just, wow, I didn't know they could reach back and demonstrate that type of defense. And now, you know, we'll give our predictions tomorrow moving forward. But if you got that and you can tap into it, who knows?
Well, they're going to have to, you know, the last caller was talking about their young players. And
Yeah, I was.
I mean, their young players are going to have to play. I think it's pretty obvious the Warriors are going to have to play better against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But they're also the one thing I'm interested to see with their younger players is it did seem like their younger players, I don't want to say regressed, but the longer the series went, it felt like Kerr trusted them less and less and less. And the bottom line is when you play game one tomorrow, he's got to have, I got to believe he's going to try to use whoever tomorrow.
Yes.
Whether it's a guy who didn't play much at all, like Kuminga or Post, or whether it's Moody, he's got to figure out now what they can give him in this series, because I got the sense that down the last three or four games of the Rockets series,
man,
he wasn't real keen on using his younger players.
And real quick here, Stoddy, it's so funny off of that point. It's kind of noteworthy to me because when we talk about the others, and we have rightfully so coming into this series, you're not asking them to be a superstar. You know what I mean? The bar's not set to the Eiffel Tower. It's just, can you be consistent and kind of mimic what you've been? And the last few games, we've kind of seen, you know, the others not meet that criteria.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors finish off Houston in seven games.
Woo.
And now they go to the Western Conference semis against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But what a weekend for Golden State. They got beat on Friday. It looked like they were dead in the water. And sure enough, they come out Sunday and give the Warrior fans a big-time effort, give them another big Game 7 win, and
yep,
we'll see how far they can go. But great series against the Rockets. I thought the Rockets were very impressive, and maybe in a year they win that series. But right now, they weren't quite ready for it, and the Warriors got an incredible performance from Buddy Hield.
Wow.
You know, Buddy Hield had the Curry game, and then Butler had the Butler game, and then Curry had the Curry game, kind of, or Curry had the Buddy Hield game.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Double double.
You know,
in
Buddy.
And out.
You know, you'd expect Buddy to kind of have. Buddy's good shooting night would be 8 for 16, 4 for 10, which is what Curry was last night. But Buddy goes 9 for 11 from three-point range.
And that last one was just like, is he going to shoot it? And he shot it. And, man, put him up 17. Night-night.
This is Steve Kerr talking about the Houston Rockets.
First of all, I want to congratulate Houston. What a series that was. They had a great season. A lot of good things ahead for that team. Ime did an amazing job. And really the whole rebuild over the last couple of years has been so impressive. And we were lucky to get out of the series. But much respect to the Rockets and their staff and their organization. They have a great team and they had a great season.
All right. That was Steve Kerr talking about the Houston Rockets. Put up a good fight.
Yeah. And you know, again, the two big lineup throughout this series gave the Warriors problems more so, you know, the last three games, Stoney. And I didn't know if the Warriors had a rebuttal for that. But that 2-3 zone or the zone that they were running, I felt like yesterday, the most important game of them all, they kind of diffused that. And I got to say this about the refs, because we've been talking about the refs all series. I think they set the tone early. The refs, like, we're letting you, this game seven, we're letting you play.
Yeah, the refs, I didn't think they were a factor at all. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funny thing is we can talk about both games because there was such a difference in each game. I'm watching Friday's game. This is Friday. And one thing, you know, a lot of people, not a lot, but there's a segment of fans out there that aren't crazy about Steve Kerr. I did not like fouling Steven Adams
like
he did in the fourth on Friday night in that game.
Why is that? Because I got an answer too.
Well, to me, there were two reasons. One is, the most important is, if you've been watching Steven Adams shoot from the line, he's not terrible. Every shot he takes from the line has a chance to go in. We're not talking about Chris Dudley or Andres Biedrin.
Wow.
You know, his form's not bad.
Yeah.
His misses weren't misses by a lot. And I just felt like he had played enough. He was kind of in a rhythm. He was going to make enough. Two.
Give me this one. See if it's mine.
Well, two, it's you're almost acknowledging you're out of answers.
There we go.
And you got to get him off the floor. But if that's what you had to do, that's what you had to do. It just didn't work on Friday.
Yeah, and I wonder if we see that moving forward with Rudy Gobert. But, Stoddy, that's me being in the arena the last two games here at home. That's what I took from it. Like, the Warriors are telling the Rockets, we have no answer. And then on top of that, to put salt in the wound, Şengün got a miss and put it back after he made one, you know? So it's a three-point play, and I'm just like, good God. But we didn't see 14 of 15 missed fourth-quarter missed shots yesterday, man. So the Warriors brought it in their black uniforms, and here we go. This is all we can ask for.
Yeah, I feel like the other thing, and I don't know if – I don't know why this was, but on Friday, oof, you know, Buddy didn't play a lot, and he didn't play well. And I – with Butler in there, I thought they had some spacing issues. Because, you know, Butler's not a three-point shooter. He went out to the three-point line in that game, but you don't want him doing that. And then yesterday, well, Buddy Hield is the player who stretches the floor.
Yeah.
And because he was able to stretch the floor, I think it helped out everybody else on offense. And when Buddy can do that, and a lot partnered with Steph Curry, I think that gives everybody a little more space to operate, as opposed to Friday, where Buddy didn't play a lot, wasn't making shots, and now it's got to be pretty much the big three having to carry you.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at you, because that was one that had me answering your question right before tip yesterday, not feeling confident. And boy, it's not about what we feel, right? Because we don't have a uniform, but this is a sweet win, one that will be remembered. And now you got me thinking, Stoney, and I'll never get to the bottom of it, but when I was on Twitter and saw Slater say early in the morning the GP2 wasn't his shoot-around, I'm like, okay, he'll be there for the game. But now I'm thinking, does Buddy get these allotted minutes if GP2 had somehow been like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll never get to the bottom of it. It all worked out.
He wouldn't have gotten as many.
Wow.
There's no way he would have gotten as many.
Hmm.
I can't imagine how.
Just a thought, yeah.
So it, you know, it was a little blessing in disguise, but Buddy took advantage of it, and the Warriors are on to the second round. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, how'd you watch that game last night? Were you nervous going in? Were you feeling confident? On Saturday, I heard a lot of fans saying, oh, boy.
Evan and Devone,
oh,
I listen.
Oh, boy,
yeah.
We're in big trouble. And sure enough, the Warriors reach into the grab bag and pull out another win when they had to. And this thing keeps rolling. The one thing I will say about Kuminga, who played 4 minutes yesterday, because
– Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
So – The thing that I think put the nail in Kuminga's coffin in a way is when he was sick for game five, because the Warriors were up 3-1 in that series, and game five they got blown out and everybody played. That was the Pat Spencer game. And I was just thinking, if Kuminga can play that night, he's gonna get 25 minutes in that particular game, the Wednesday game. If he plays 25 minutes on Wednesday, he's got a shot of playing on Friday. And then yesterday he got 7 minutes. You know, he would have had a chance at that or more. But like now moving forward, and I guess maybe, I don't know. What do you think? Will Kerr start all over with Kuminga, or will he, in essence, pick up where he left off?
What would you do?
Because
to me, before
I'd have to give him a shot early in the series.
No doubt. I think you have to, man. This team is better than the Rockets. I believe the Timberwolves, they have a go-to guy, and they got wings more than round table pizza, Stoney. So we'll see. I just don't think you can afford not to see what you got. You got away with it against the Rockets. I don't know if you can get away with it against Minnesota.
Yeah, if you operate under the premise that it's going to be more and more difficult for the veterans, then you should be asking whether or not Kerr will give these young players a little more rope if the older guys aren't quite feeling it.
Man.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'll tell you, the other thing is the Warriors, their schedule right now, Whew. So they played Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Okay.
Now they play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, nah. Monday, Wednesday.
Oh, my. That's my man.
So they're going to end up playing 10 games in about 20 nights by the time they get to game five of this series. And what do you take out of the first round? I'm not really sure. It looked like the Warriors were leaking a little oil at the end of it, but they come up with a big game seven, and now, you know, I'm anxious to see the energy level in the first couple games against the Timberwolves and see if they can go steal one in Minnesota.
Yeah, and you got your friend Harry, right? I got my friend June. You've met him, Steiny. But the bottom line is, when it comes to NBA playoff basketball, he can't stand when, you know, we bring up fatigue and teams being tired. He just can't.
Who's
but,
that?
My boy June, the sheriff you met. But the bottom line is, it's if you want it, can the Warriors taste it now? Yeah, they only get 24 hours, but the euphoria of that win, you know, does that help them get ready? And I don't know what to expect tomorrow, but you look at this minute usage and you look at their age, you could get paralyzed on that. Or Steiny, the carrot is dangling for them to win another series and get to the Western Conference Finals. Can you ignore fatigue? And Friday, I thought that's all it was about. I thought their legs collectively were gone, and that's why they missed shots. That's why they settled for threes. And then they come back and do this yesterday. So I'm super, like the Bay, excited to see from a stamina standpoint how they follow up with this. And that's why I'm thinking we're going to – nobody asked real quick. We're going to see Kuminga at some point, Donnie. Just to spare guys.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
No, I hear you.
I mean, what do you expect from him? Yeah. You know, he hasn't been playing, and then you put him in there. You can't.
A couple bad passes.
You can't expect him to be a game changer in a game like that. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors are advancing to the second round. And they play Minnesota, but we got to look back at this weekend.
Yeah.
The Warriors got blown out Wednesday. They lose convincingly on Friday, and then they win convincingly on Sunday. They've done it again, ladies and gentlemen. They've won a game seven, and they're advancing. And who knows what's going to happen against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
I know he's happy.
Oh, doing pretty damn good. You know, escaped game seven, and it was all over like 2018 at Houston all over again. So that was the conference finals. And it's like, man, you know, played as a freaking team, man, offense and defense, and they had to have that game. It was so good to beat our rivals like Van Fleet and Brooks and, you know, like I said, Steph, Dre, they've been there, man, champions. Like the former Houston Rockets coach, Reed Tom Jonathan, once said, never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Yeah, that was actually – now, Antonio, real quick, he said that the year after they were the champions. So they were actually – they were defending champions. Like, remember, he didn't say that, and they'd won a title 3 years before that.
Yeah, but they still got rings on their resume. Am I right? They do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, hey, I think we should play Kuminga. Kuminga's what? You know, super athletic. We need to put him on Edwards, man. I'm not saying you could just shut him down, but, I mean, who else has that combination of, like, height, speed, you know, athleticism? You got to give him a shot, man. You know, he got away with it versus the Rockets. It was great. I love it, but you gotta play him, man. You can't have a talented guy like that not playing against a super athletic two-guard like that. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we can get the T-Wolves, too. I ain't even tripping.
All right. Appreciate it, Antonio.
Gonna be good.
I mean, Peyton II is my number one choice on Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Edwards getting Kuminga into some foul situations. Let's put it that way.
But, no doubt.
We can worry about that down the line with the Warriors and the Timberwolves. 888. Okay, you know what? I'm going to push some calls to the other side, but 888-957-9570 is the number. Tell me about your weekend, Warriors fans. What were you thinking before Friday's game, after Friday's game, before Sunday's game, and now?
Woo.
Be honest. Did it go something like this? We lose Friday. We're done. Oh, now we beat the Rockets. Now we can beat Minnesota and go to the finals again. Yeah. There you go. It's all or nothing with this team, but they came through again in a game seven yesterday in Houston, and fun ball game to watch. By the way, did you ask Evan where he watched the game?
Evan, where'd you watch the game, buddy? What bar?
Casa de Steinmetz.
Yeah, I invited Evan over for some steak and watching the game.
I was in the town yesterday. I wanted to know where he was watching the game, and he said, come over.
That's dope. That is dope.
And I knew you were in SAC.
Yeah. Evan went to see Freaky Tales. I knew that on our personal vine. And then he fell off into the Steinmetz castle. I'm not mad. Y'all watched it, broke bread.
He brought a couple six packs. He's always welcome.
Look at him. Evan, 12.
Yeah, there was an entrance fee.
888-957-9570 is the number. What was the key? To the Warriors beating the Rockets, and can they do it to the Minnesota Timberwolves? That segment was also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
I am the system of this show.